Okay, discuss a little bit about tomorrow night and Shabbos. Tomorrow night is Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Hanukkah. So therefore, you have, it's basically the longest Friday night Maariv, the longest benching. Shabbos morning is a very long...
How many Sefer Torah
are we
going to take?
Three.
Not at night?
Three. I'm coming to that. Okay. So number one, tomorrow, candle lighting of Hanukkah, you have to light before you light the Shabbos candles. Because once you light Shabbos candles, it's Shabbos. So you have to light the Hanukkah candles before. You have to make sure that there's enough oil or candle, whatever, to burn until here in L.A., like 5 to 6. Now, in the benching Friday night, it's the longest benching possible. You have Al HaNisim, you have Ritzei, and you have Yalav HaYovi. Okay, so you have to add everything in the benching. If you forgot Al HaNisim or Yalav HaYovi, you do not need to repeat the benching. But if you forgot Ritzei, then you need to bench over. And then when you bench over, if you want, you don't even have to say Al HaNisim again. You could, but you don't have to. Because you already said Al HaNisim the first time. Yalav HaYovi, you could say, it's the best thing is to say both of them. Of course, you have to. Okay, that's benching. Shabbos morning, again, it's Rosh Chodesh, so it's Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Hanukkah. So you have three Torah readings. You have the Parsha of the week, which is Miketz. You have to read for Rosh Chodesh, and you have to read for Hanukkah. So what do? You take out three Sefer Torahs. There's only twice possibilities in a year that you could take out, besides Simchas Torah, that you take out three Sefer Torahs. This Shabbos, according to the setup of the year, and if Rosh Chodesh Nissan falls out on Shabbos, there's also three Sefer Torahs. Huh? Yeah, but that's, you're right, that would also be three Sefer Torahs. Okay, now, so you have like this, the first Sefer Torah, so the problem is, you need seven Aliyahs and Maftir. Okay, so what do? In the first Sefer Torah, you read Parshas Miketz, but when you come to Shishi, the next Aliyah, instead of stopping at Shvi, Shishi goes straight to the end of the Parsha. So in the first Sefer Torah, you read six Aliyahs, not seven, six. So you go from Shishi straight to the end. Then you put the second Sefer Torah, the Rosh Chodesh one, and the Bima, but you don't say Kaddish yet. Because we learned, when do you say Kaddish? After the seven Aliyahs, not before. So you put the second Sefer Torah down on the Bima for Rosh Chodesh. Then you do Hagba on the first Sefer Torah. After that Sefer Torah is tied and covered, then you open up the second Sefer Torah. What do you do in the second Sefer Torah? You read Ubayim HaShabbos through Rosh Chodeshim. Okay? So you start B'yem HaShabbos and you go through Rosh Chodeshim. That is the seventh Aliyah. That's the seventh Aliyah. Then you bring up the third Sefer Torah, you say half Kaddish, because now you have between seventh and Maftir. And the third Sefer Torah for Maftir, you read sixth day. So you're going to read the Aliyah of Hanukkah just for the sixth day. Okay, so the first Sefer Torah, you have six Aliyahs, Shvi in the second one, and then you have Maftir in the third Sefer Torah. Which Haftarah do you do? Because there's really three Haftarahs. There's Miketz, and there's Rosh Chodesh, and there's Hanukkah. So, and what's interesting, Sunday is also Rosh Chodesh. So it's Mocha Chodesh. Okay, so what we do is, we read the Zar Minig. Not everybody does this, by the way. There's a whole interesting story with the Rebbe. The Rebbe read a different Haftarah once. There's a whole interesting story. I'll get to that in a minute, maybe. What happened was, so you read the Haftarah of Hanukkah, and you say the first and last Pasuk of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Haftarah, and the first and last Pasuk of Mochar Chodesh. So you're saying the Haftarah itself is Hanukkah. But because it's Rish Chodesh and Machar Chodesh, because Sunday is also Rish Chodesh, so you say the first and last pasuk comes out a little bit more. First and last pasuk of Rish Chodesh, first and last pasuk of Machar Chodesh. Okay? That is our minig of what to do. That's what it says in Kirl Chabad. What?
What's the purpose of taking out three separate Torah? Besides the places, if a shul has only one, so they could do it in one, they move it.
Then they keep rolling it.
So that's okay?
Yeah, if you have no choice.
Yeah, yeah. Well, does it have to be three, or you could, even if you have three, can you bring out only one?
No. The reason why that is, because L'chatchila says in Halacha, see, it's interesting. People don't realize this. Halacha is very careful about people's time. It's not proper. And in fact, Shulchan Aruch says that any time you have to roll a Sefer Torah, you should make sure to roll it before davening. Because for people to wait while they're rolling a Sefer Torah is disrespectful to people's time. I know a lot of people don't care about people's time. They make you wait. They love to make you wait. It's a mitzvah to make you wait. But Torah is very careful about this. It says, "Vishimatrichen ala tzibur." You don't do tichah. The tzibur is called the bother of the community to roll a sefer teira. So if you have no choice, you have one sefer teira, that's what you do. Right? You have no choice. But if you, what happens if you have two? So Allah says, you read the first one and the first one, second one and the second one, and then you roll the first one. Even though the second one's closer, that's what the Rama writes. You roll the first Sefer Torah to their place, but you have no choice. But if you have three Sefer Torahs, you're not allowed to just take out one Sefer Torah and roll it around, because time of people is very important. It's called Tircha de Tzibur. What?
Which Torah go first, the second or third Torah?
Huh?
They go back. The second Torah.
When they go back?
Yes.
Third, second, first. Okay. The opposite way they come in. You go, when you bring them back after Kriya, the third one, the second one, and then the first one.
If you have two Sefer Torahs, the second one's closer. Then
you still roll the first one. That's what it says. That's what the Rama writes in Hilchos Sukkos at the end by Simchas Torah. That's what he writes. That's the halacha. So then, the Musaf of Shabbos is again because it's Rosh Chodesh. It's not the regular Musaf. So we say Tikanta Shabbos, it's Atta Yitzarta. So it's a special Musaf that you had with Alanisim. So it's a much longer davening. First of all, off the record, Miketz is almost one of the longest Pashis in Chumash. This week's Pashis is almost one of the longest in Chumash. Then you have a second Sefer Torah, and then you have a third Sefer Torah. Plus, it's a longer davening. You have complete Hallel, even though it's a Rosh Chodesh, you say complete Hallel, and then you say the Yemen Baruch Hinafshi. It's just physically, and the speeches are very long. So, because it's three Sefer Torah, they make three speeches. So they, but that's the...
Huh?
We'll have three Kiddush. If you have three sponsors, we'll have three Kiddush. No. Yeah. Anyway, so that's the way it works. But the benching also, Shabbos day, if you're washing, then again, you have to say, Allah needs to say, and Yalav Yalav. Okay. Six o'clock.